Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 11th of May, 2020. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend. We got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Well, looks like Schmidt took a shit and left. Yeah, apparently, Eric Schmidt, you know, the guy over there at Google, not only did he leave, he left back in February. According to CNET, he left his technical advisor position with Alphabet and Google, thus now cutting his last official role with the company. The thing about it is, though, we don't really know why he left. Then when we go over to Google and say, hey, what happened to Eric? Google ain't saying crap. Now, we all know that Mr. Schmidt hasn't been in a leading role at Google since about 2011. He also departed the company's board in 2019. Though we have heard, and yes, this is true, Eric Schmidt was actually paid $1, yes, $1 per year as an advisor. Yeah, $1 per year. Maybe that's why he left. Though I highly doubt it was just a dollar. Well, it's back and forth between Apple and Microsoft when it comes to new hardware. This week is Apple. And apparently they looked over at Microsoft saying, hey, some nice headphones there. Maybe we should be doing the same. I'm talking about their over-the-ear headphones. And it seems like we might have a name for these things now. The AirPod Studio. Yes, of course, they want to keep the AirPods brand. It's been highly successful for Apple. Though, let's face it, the Studio brand of AirPods would definitely be a step in a completely different direction as far as design goes. Now, the Studio headphones, from what we can tell, are going to be very much high-end headphones, directly competing with Bose and even Sony. And for a price of $349, at least that's the rumored price right now, for that, yeah, they better be competing. As far as a release date is concerned, we don't know an exact date yet, but we are hearing mass production will start sometime in fall of this year. And finally, for all you Comic-Con people out there that are all depressed. Yeah, we all know Comic-Con this year is a given. It ain't gonna happen. As far as we can tell, 2021, yeah, it'll be the next gathering event for Comic-Con. Or will it? Seems the organizers of Comic-Con got a little something up their sleeve for us. Comic-Con at home. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound that thrilling, but hey, at least it's something. Now, this Comic-Con at home apparently will take place sometime this summer. And will be, yes, as you probably guess it, a streaming event. Where they're gonna have streaming panels, trailers, basically everything that you would kind of see in real life, but without having to queue up in line for hours. Not to mention an overpriced, god-awful looking hotel room. Now, details are a little bit sketchy right now. Apparently, they're still being ironed out. But trust me, you've got every geek's attention right now. We're just waiting. Got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. While you're visiting our official website, can I encourage you to go on over to our subscription page? That's located at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. That is where you can support the news show and you can keep us on the air. Yes, your donations are definitely needed to keep this show going. So if you can, we would really appreciate your generosity. Thank you so much. Give us a like, of course, over there on our Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. But definitely come by our community, having a lot of fun over there at our Slack room. Come join in. We would love to have you at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Monday is going well for you. Hope you're having a good start to your week. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.